a lot of buyouts, a lot of journalists are working with much fewer resources, certainly fewer people, fewer boots on the ground. And what's been happening is a lot of press releases tend to get bypassed because, as you say, they're not newsworthy. For you to say you're opening a new office, it's not newsworthy in and of itself. The best response you might receive would be, okay, they're just going to post it on their website. So people that go to their website can see it, but it's not necessarily a vehicle that would give you further media opportunities.
Right.
So press releases in general are good for announcements. They're good to put into things like a company newsletter. They're good to put on a company blog so that people are aware of what's going on with the company. If, however, you were to do something different with it, we're opening a new office and we're also running a charity event for our grand opening where we'll be supporting whatever organization it is, then it's newsworthy to them because you are not just opening a new office, but you're taking that opportunity to really build community connections. You're making a positive impact on the community. Those are things that they will find newsworthy. I think the expectation needs to change on the fact that just because you put out a press release does not mean you're going to get further media opportunities out of that. If what you're looking for is further media opportunities, I would suggest more so the media alert. So things like for events, because those are time sensitive, you want media attention, maybe you're selling tickets, whatever it is, things like that, they're more likely to bite on because they're timely, they affect the local community, they're for a good cause, maybe. You're doing it for a specific reason. And those are the things that will get you additional media attention where they're not just going to post the release and then walk away.
Right, right. That's a really good tip.